WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, here he is in the flesh, the brand new York County Representative for District Number 6, I think it is.
Yes, sir.
His name is Brandon Guffey, and he's won. He's going to be in the seat come January the 1st. How you doing?
Doing well. Still haven't quite had everything sink in just yet. But.
Well, I was going to say, have you had time to process any of this yet?
Nah, it took 3 days after the election, getting up signs everywhere. It's amazing how many signs I had out. I didn't realize it until I had it.
How many do you think you had out there?
Oh, I had over 500 small signs and over 50 large signs. So.
And the rule is that you're supposed to get them up within 10 days or something after the election?
Yeah, I just wanted them up right away. I can't stand seeing the signs sit out everywhere.
Did you store them all away for the next run?
Yes. As many as possible.
So here it is, election night. And I'm sure you had the radio on listening and trying to get results, but honest engine, did you think you had enough to get it over the top in this runoff?
I thought it was going to be close. I got confident a couple days prior to the election, whenever the campaign kind of took a negative turn that made me think that I had a pretty good shot. So, I revel in being the underdog. So I didn't want to get too confident. So I just kept hustling the last couple of days, and whenever the results come in, I was truly shocked.
All right, so have you had a chance to try to figure out exactly what it is that you did or you said that allowed your name to appear at the top?
I think just getting into the runoff to begin with, I believe a lot of people didn't really know who I was until I forced the runoff. And then once I forced the runoff, those people actually took time to figure out who I was, because I had a hard time reaching the older demographic in town without being able to go door to door. So I think once they seen that I forced the runoff, then they started to research a little bit.
And they figured out who you were.
Yes.
So why don't you refresh us all and tell us a little bit who you really are? Not your elected.
I'm born and raised in Rock Hill, but my last name is Guffey. My mom's last name is Thomas. So she was married to my stepfather, and I carried my mother's maiden name.
Okay.
So my parents weren't socialites in the community, so not too many people knew the Guffey name for sure.
I guess you've taken care of that, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think after everyone seeing that many signs for so long, it's kind of embossed in their brain at this time. But started my career in advertising, did that for about 10 years up in Charlotte.
Doing what with advertising?
Selling advertisement. I started off in recruitment advertising, then online advertising. I accomplished all my goals. I'm a big believer in goal setting. And I thought that I had accomplished everything that I wanted to, but yet I didn't feel fulfilled. And I ended up coming back, starting my own business right before the crash of 2008.
Good timing.
Yeah. Well, if you can succeed whenever others are failing, then you'll be all right.
And what is that business?
I started off as just lawn maintenance.
Okay.
And then that graduated into landscaping, chemical and pesticide applications like mosquito control. And then 2015, I bought a heating and air company, brought in a partner to run it. So we own 360 HVAC and then also opened 360 Supply out on Mount Gallant Road, which sells landscaping supplies.
So are you still in the landscaping business or just in the supply business?
I had a partner come in, a guy that I went to high school with, been a good friend of mine for a long time, came in. In 2018, we had almost 6 months of continuous rain, and I thought I was going to go out of business. And he came in and saved me, and he is the president over the landscaping. So okay. We're partners, but he has all decision-making skill with the landscaping.
So they actually do landscaping or just landscaping supplies?
No, they do landscaping. Landscaping supplies is a separate company, separate EIN, and that's my baby.
All right. So you got everybody doing this stuff for you. So what do? You just say, do this and do that?
I wish it was that simple. I do have great people running the different divisions. And luckily, with my supply yard, it's been set up. I've got a great manager who's just been handling everything while I've been out. But it still doesn't keep the phone calls from the contractors asking me, how do you do this? Or what rules do I have to follow for this?
Well, you think you're getting phone calls before the election. What do you think you're going to get now?
Oh, I know. I had over 400 texts the morning. It took me to about 1 o'clock in the morning to reply to phone calls and texts the night that I won. And whenever I woke up in the morning, there was over 400 unread texts. So, I can see
it coming. AT&T loves you.
Yes. Luckily, text is a little bit easier than email.
So at what point in your life did you decide, I want to do this thing called politics?
I didn't, really. Whenever I was doing advertising in Charlotte, I met a lady named Glenda Rollins, who was big in the Republican Party here. And she got me involved in the Republican Party in my early 20s. So I came up back whenever Nikki Haley was starting and Andre Bauer, and the party was a lot larger at that time. It seemed like whenever we were over at Larry's place at Thursdays, too.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got really involved with it then. And as I was starting my business, I'd miss a meeting here and there, but I was pretty much always involved. And then I started coaching my kids as they got a little bit older in youth sports. And those games always seemed to fall on the nights of the meetings. So I missed a good 5-6 years of meetings other than the I was precinct president at Rosewood, but honestly, I was a poor precinct president at Rosewood. Just did not have the time to put into it.
But you just got the bug one day to do this?
Well, I felt like I had a calling to do it. I felt stupid even saying that, but I felt like I had a calling to get involved. And, my question was, this can't be real. What does York County politics have to do with anything? And as I was sitting there and I prayed for a sign, and I tell people all the time that I waited for that sign before I filed. So everyone asked me, why did you file so late? That morning, a guy came in and asked me, or he said, if you know anyone that'll run against Britt Blackwell, you let me know. So I took that as my sign. After he left, my employees came in, I left and went and filed. I didn't even tell my wife that I was going to file.
Hello? You didn't tell your wife?
Well, I told her. We had prayed about it together, so she was aware that
she was praying
it was on my heart. But
she was praying.
She said that she always thought that I would get involved in politics because I'm very passionate about it. I've just never been one to throw my name in there.
What was interesting to me when you and I had a chance to talk on Straight Talk, you were very candid about the fact that you had been a supporter of the man you were up against, Dr. Blackwell. You really didn't have any issues with anything he had done.
No.
You just thought it was time for a change.
Yes. Well, I'm a big believer in, if you look at this area in the 80s, 90s, this was Democrat, John Spratt country.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe the reason that the Democrats didn't hold control of this area is because they didn't allow change to come in. That same guard stays in office, and they're not allowing the newer generation to come in and pass those values on. So you had guys like Gary Semerle and Bigham that step up and start pushing the Republican Party. And then the Republican Party blew up. Everything feels great right now, especially if you're a Trumper. You feel like you've got everything under control. But bottom line is we're one or two elections away from it shifting completely the opposite way. You've got the millennials that are typically far-leaning left, and I think it's just due to the media and school brainwashing, so to say.
Right.
You've got the boomers, which are typically far-right, and then you've got my Generation X in the middle that's getting torn between the two. And as the boomers start falling off and the millennials start coming up, we're going to end up with a I'm scared we're going to end up with a socialistic government, and I don't want to go that route.
I think we're all afraid of that. And we'll just see how that pans out nationally, because that's where our biggest concern has to be. So when you decided to do this, you knew Blackwell, right?
Yes.
Did you go and tell him?
I'd only met him one time, which was one of my reasons. You know, whenever I started the campaign, I told Britt's campaign manager that they essentially gave me the campaign because the first time I sat down with you, the only two issues I had really were communication, which just has not been there, and term limits. That was the only thing I could really, you know, as I'm going through, I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback because I wasn't there in 2015 whenever he voted on something, so I don't know what the situation was. So it's not fair to judge on that. So I was just, you know, saying that he's done a great job. I just want to come in and carry on the tradition. And then whenever some of the things started coming out, that's what steamrolled my campaign.
When you say some of the things started coming out, you're referring to
some of the name-calling was the biggest thing.
The normal fare in politics.
Yeah, and now I have learned that I've got to grow a tougher skin because I was on there complaining about signs, and I was on social media, and I complained, you know, they put a sign up in front of mine, or they moved this sign, and you know, I had people get behind me like, that's really messed up, and, you know, my base is starting to get pumped up about it. And then I had one friend from school that called me, and she told me I needed to shut up and quit whining. I was like, but they're doing this. She said, I don't care. She said, I need you there. You're not running for you. It's not about you. You put the target on your back. You're there to represent me. I need you there. And
pretty good advice.
It kind of turned my whole mindset around. It's not about me. It's about we. And I put my name out there, so I have to take the heat and deal with the childish things.
And get used to it.
Yes.
The heat will come. So you talk about term limits.
Yes.
And finally, the York County Council is on four-year staggered terms.
Yes.
The old system of 2 years, everybody up was crazy, but we're on four-year staggered. So do you have in your mind what you think is a reasonable term limit for being on the York County Council?
I just believe that if you can get in there and get out within 8 years, you're doing your civic duty. And I would love to, you know, come say year six, if I'm reelected, start working with someone so we're not having you know, people that are interested in running, start teaching them a little bit about what goes on so you don't have that learning period.
Good point. Well, there is a learning period. There's no question about that. It'll take you at least a year.
The good thing about me winning during the primary as opposed to winning in the general election is I have 6 months of learning to do. I've already have meetings set up with York County, different divisions to go in and learn how things operate.
Good.
So I'm going to sit down with Penny's and
Patrick
Coroner's
Hamilton
office.
Will give you a good upgrade as to what's going on with Penny's for Progress.
Yes.
Quite some. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And as we always do, we're broadcasting from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Let's see how good his memory is. What we do at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Not bad for our rookie councilman. Back right after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Need extra cash? Relax. Founders has personal loans for all needs. Whether you're knocking off items from your quarantine home renovation list or consolidating existing debt, there's a loan for you. Our flexible loan options offer low rates to give you the confidence you need. Visit Relax, joinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop, for our second half of the Straight Talk program. Brandon Guffey is with us. He is the brand spanking new elected York County Councilman from District Number 6. He defeated Dr. Britt Blackwell, who had been a longstanding member of council. All right, you said in the first part of the show that you're a pretty goal-oriented guy, and that's how you operate, and that's how you worked with your campaign. Is it too early in this this cycle that we're going through now to figure out what kind of goals you've set yourself on council besides term limits?
No, I know what goals I want to do. It's just I need to figure out how to do them. And that's where the learning process comes. I mean, number one is communication, and I think that's the simplest way. 90% of success is simply showing up, and if I want to improve communication, all I have to do is make myself available and hold monthly meetings and communicate with the constituents.
But you know what the biggest disappointment with all that kind of stuff is getting the general public to want to get interested in this stuff. You know, the general public has a tendency to complain about everything. Mm-hmm. I got it. But when you ask them to come to some type of a forum or you try to send out a newsletter or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, they just so busy with their own lives or so indifferent to what is going on with the local government that they just don't do it.
Well, we were having the final 2 weeks of the campaign, we were averaging 70,000 views a week just on my Facebook page, not counting Instagram or Twitter or anything else. So the Facebook application, if everyone doesn't jump off of it, will be a great way to communicate. I still get messages constantly through it where I'm able to reply and respond very quickly.
As long as people would take the time to really try to understand an issue, you can't discuss some of these issues in two sentences.
No, the Panther deal is perfect.
Yeah, the Panther deal is a perfect example. I mean, it's a very complex deal. Speaking of which, Dr. Blackwell was a supporter of the Panther Project. I think I asked you on Straight Talk that if you were in the...
I would have supported it as well. The one thing I would have wanted was more transparency about the deal. And I understand there was some, just because of the way the deal was structured, council wasn't allowed to discuss everything in public right away. And we were kind of in the final minute and had to approve it or else it was going to move on. And we definitely didn't want to lose the bit.
And that'll be one of your probably biggest challenges is all these executive session things in terms of what you can't talk about once you come out.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
All right, so communication is one of your goals.
Yes.
The term limits, two terms, is another goal.
Yes.
What else?
C funds.
C funds.
The way the C funds come in, they're currently divided up evenly. I don't believe that's the correct way to do it. It needs to be divided up over where the impacts are within York County.
On a population basis?
A traffic basis. I mean, that's what the C funds are for, is for the roads. So the roads that are being the most traveled, that's where that money needs to go to, in my opinion. So whether that be District 6 or District 1, of course, Fort Mill is going to have more. But right now, economic development is essentially all going to Fort Mill anyway. So they're kind of getting double dipped there. But I don't believe that District 6, which has Selenese and 274 running right through it, and busy as Selenese is, I don't believe it's fair to say we're going to get the same amount of money as Sharon's going to get, or Winkler's district. And, you know, I'm sure he's got busy roads as well. But the impact that's on Selenese and 274 is a little bit more.
So I would love to be a fly on the wall when that first discussion comes up and you look at some of the rural representatives on council like Robert Winkler, and you tell him that.
Well, I understand.
So you're going to say, hi, I'm the new guy.
Oh, I know. I've already been told that. I've been told I need to learn politics, but I think that's kind of my specialty. I'm not a politician. I'm not trying to be a politician. I'm coming in, and I want to shoot it straight, and let's see what we can do. We might not agree, but we can come to some sort of agreement, and let's make things work. But I believe the other members of council will agree with, would agree with me that the funds are not being split up properly right now.
All right, so C funds is another one of your things that you want to tackle. Anything else on the list?
Communication, term limits, C funds, and ensuring that our growth doesn't surpass our infrastructure.
Boy, oh boy. Let me pick into your brain as to how you think you're going to handle that one.
Well, more commercial growth than residential growth. My biggest thing, and I want to keep the funds in York County. So Penny's is a perfect example. But right now you hire a contractor from outside of York County to come in because there's only a few ones that can do the job at that time.
Road builders,
but whenever they're hiring these subcontractors, there's no incentive for those subcontractors to be based in York County. If we can give them an incentive to keep those subcontractors in York County, you know, they may buy materials from Martin Marietta up in Charlotte. Well, we have a Martin Marietta here in York County. Why not buy it from Martin Marietta in York County? That way we're recycling those pennies coming right back into the community.
Hmm. Well, there's a very able-bodied director of the Pennies program that you're going to really enjoy working with. His name is Patrick Hamilton. I've had him on Straight Talk a number of times, and he's a young, very capable guy.
He's bright.
He's bright. He is really bright, and he knows his roads. So
Patrick and Kevin Madden are two people I was instantly impressed with.
Yeah, well, Kevin Madden is nothing short of phenomenal when it comes to numbers.
Yes.
And he knows the numbers, not only for York County, but he knows the numbers for all the other school districts and municipalities because he used to do that before he came and worked full-time for the county.
Well, I've dealt with a lot of CFOs and over the past 15 years, and he blew me away right away.
Well, the county has a pretty good staff. They got a pretty good group of people, and they've got a relatively new county manager, David Hutsmith, who's been in York County for a long, long time. So as you get ready to do this transition into an official capacity, which won't happen until January, have you figured out, I want to sit down with Madden, I want to sit down with Hamilton, I want to sit down with Hutsmith, I want to sit down with whoever?
Right now, I'm trying to schedule at least two meetings a week to where I am devoting time to go and meet with the departments. So whether it's engineering, it doesn't really matter if I knew anything about it to begin with or not. I want to dive in and learn how they work. Because one of the things I don't think is fair is whenever you elect county council member, we're making decisions based on other people's careers that may work with the county. And if I'm only planning on being there 8 years, there's no reason for me to come in and change someone's whole career because I'm making a decision. Like you said, we have very capable leaders there, and it's my job to do more listening instead of talking, which is going to be a learning process for me. But I need to listen and then, you know, relay that information to the community and decide on what's best way to proceed from there.
One of the other issues that you brought to, at least to the microphones when you and I interviewed prior to the election, was you'd like to see the York County have a better relationship with the city of Rock Hill.
Yes.
Explain that.
Well, I believe city and county, and I know that was during my campaign, it was kind of misconstrued that I was saying Britt was the problem, and that's not what I was saying. I am a Rock Hillian first. I live in York County. But I'm born and raised in Rock Hill. I love what Rock Hill does. Doesn't mean that I don't care about other areas as well, but District 6 is essentially all of Rock Hill as well. So I want to see growth within Rock Hill. I want to work well with the city and see how we can work together for our benefit. I feel like there's been a lot of infighting between the two. You know, county says Rock Hill strong arms. City says that the county's not listening or doesn't want to work with them, and they're just butting heads. And I believe we can all just sit down. Even though we don't agree, we can at least agree that this is the best solution for the constituents.
And normally somewhere in between the two representations is the truth.
Right.
So do you see yourself during this interim period before you take the position in January Maybe sitting down with the mayor of Rock Hill or with the city manager, David?
I'm sitting down with Mayor Geddes tomorrow morning. So I'm already setting all this up. I've already spoken with Kathy Pender. I'm going to sit down with her, who is our city council member.
Right.
And I want to start learning not just what the county does, but what the city does and how we can work well together.
I've often wondered whether it wouldn't be advantageous to try to figure out a way that you could bring the county and the city, or maybe cities, other cities in the county, together around a table somewhere and just kind of have a quarterly discussion about X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Just to get a feel for how everybody's thinking.
I've already had I've already got a meeting set up with a school district member in Fort Mill and town council in Fort Mill. So I'm interested in learning how everything goes. But like I said, right now I'm just trying to learn to listen more and talk less. <That's>
the... You're doing a good job.
I don't know how many enemies I may create, and whether they say in politics that once you make an enemy, it's an enemy for life, but friends are temporary in politics, right?
All right, so between now and then, it's just really a learning curve for Brandon Guffey?
Yes, and I'm up for the challenge. So I'm learning. I've learned more about the county, I'd say, within the past 3 weeks than I knew my entire life prior. So I'm just dedicating myself to learning.
Which is probably one of the things that I understand the least about the general public, and that is they just don't pay a whole lot of attention
Yes.
to their local government, which is one that is the most responsive to whatever their needs are,
Right.
whether it be the city government or county government. They just don't take the interest in it.
That's one of them things where you hear a big word here or there, and you're like, I don't really know what that means. That conversation doesn't suit me. As I'm learning, you know, just getting involved. And like I said, I've been in politics for a while. I listen to the radio a lot. I watch, even though I didn't attend county meetings, I would watch the county meetings
for
online.
Sure. Yeah.
And those are great tools. And
they can't make it any easier. I mean, it's right there for you to pile up and watch if you want to do it. Okay, well, Brandon, well, thank you for spending some time with us here on this Friday, and good luck to you as we get into the 4th of July weekend here to celebrate American and independence and all that kind of stuff. And this is part of the great system we have. We put candidates up there, and the people make their choices, and that's how we fly for the next 4 years.
Yep.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this Friday afternoon, the 3rd day of July, just one day before Independence Day. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. A reminder, Substation 2 will be closed this 4th of July weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so you're just going to have to go 48 hours with one of those great subs or salads, but they'll be back open on Monday morning. So don't forget, at Substation 2, the magical thing we do all the time with fresh subs and salads is...
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. See, he learns very easily. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. We'll see you on the radio come Monday. Bye.